got no points, but how good's God been to you? And ain't it about time for you to get back in the fire? Amen. If you have your Bible, why don't you take your Bible? Let's go to John chapter 11. Preacher was preaching in revival, and he said something in revival, and I don't know how God does other preachers, but I know David will say something in Sunday school, and I'll jot something down, and I actually did this morning, and I'll preach it. God will give it to me a few weeks down the road, but the preacher said something in revival this week that got me thinking about something, Jackie, I want to read this scripture, and I'm going to kind of give you what the Lord's give me on this, amen. John chapter 11, look at verse 39. John chapter 11, verse 39, we all know the story about Lazarus. Jesus said, "Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been dead 4 days. And Jesus said unto her, Said I not unto thee, if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Now look at verse 43. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Loose him and let him go. God, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for what you've already done. Thank you, God, for what you're doing this morning, God. God, I just praise you and honor you, God, because, Lord, you are God. And it's amazing to me, God, how you work things out, God. And, Lord, I ought not be amazed sometimes, God. I ought not be shocked when you do things like that, Lord, because you do it all the time. And I thank you for what you're doing, Lord. Have your way right now, God. If there's one that's not saved, help them to realize that need to be saved, God. Lord, for all of us that are saved, help us today, God, to realize and to praise you for how good you are to us. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. 3 occasions in the Bible, 3 occasions in the New Testament where Jesus Christ raised somebody from the dead. There's more than that in the New Testament, but only 3 times, Brother David, did Jesus raise somebody from the dead. Number one, he raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. The Bible says that when he got there, she had died, and he raised her from the dead. The second one was the widow of Nain's son. He raised him from the dead. And the third one is the one we just read to you about Lazarus. Now, we all know, I've said this before, and preachers have said this before, when you're looking at this kind of death, when we're looking at death, Brother Robert, that is a type of sin in the Bible. When we start talking about death, that is a type of sin in the Bible. The Bible tells us that we were all dead in our trespasses and sins. Amen. So there, and I got to thinking about that, Jackie, as I was studying on this and looking at this week. There's stages of sin. There's stages of sin, just like there's stages of death. Now, I want you to think about this. Jairus' daughter had just died when Jesus got there. Melvin, she'd only been dead probably just a few minutes or no more than an hour, Brother Tony, when Jesus got there. But she was dead. Y'all do realize when you're dead, that's it. Hey, unless Jesus shows up, you staying dead, glory to God. Now, I'm talking about sin, too. Unless Jesus shows up, you staying dead. She had only been dead just a few minutes, and Jesus shows up and raises her from the dead. And that is a type of being forgiven for our sin. Understand something. There's some folks in this church right now. You were not a bad person. You had not got out into adultery. You had not got out into all the debauchery of sin. You had not gone down those roads and destroyed your body, and you had not got into all kind of ungodliness, but you were just as lost as anybody else. And you needed Jesus to show up. And in this type, you are a type of Jairus' daughter. You are a pretty good person. And Jesus still showed up for you and saved your soul. Called you out of that sin. Called you out of that darkness. Called you out of that death. But then you got some of us that was like the widow of Nain's son. He had been dead now. If you go back and study this culture, what they tried to do, Brother David, when somebody died, within 24 hours, they were trying to get them in the grave because they didn't embalm people like they do now. They didn't keep them out like that. So the widow of Nain's son had been dead for a little while, maybe possibly a day. On the verge, Brother Tommy, on the verge of getting to that point where he's starting to stink, on the verge of getting to that point where that rigor mortis would set in. But Jesus shows up. Amen. See, some of us in here today were like the widow of Nain's son. Oh, yeah, we were dead, but we were a little more dead than Jairus' daughter. We had gone a little bit further into sin. When understand something. When Jairus' daughter died, Jesus went to her. When the widow of Nain's son died, Jesus went to him and stopped the funeral. Hey, and when Lazarus died, Jesus went to where he was. Aren't you glad that in your stages of death that Jesus knew exactly where you were? And Jesus went right where you were when you needed him the most. Amen. Some of us in here, pretty good moral people that I would, Tucker, I'd put myself in this category right here. Pretty good person. Did some things I ain't had no business doing. Lived my life, Brother Melvin, lived my life like I wanted to. You know, I had sin in my life. I was ashamed of what I had done. But I wasn't like Lazarus. Some of us in here had passed that widow of Nain's son stage and went all the way to Lazarus. What I'm talking about, somebody that was dead in their trespasses and sin and stank. Somebody had been dead 4 days. I mean, after 4 days, it was over. There was no hope. There was no help. After 4 days, Tommy Brooks, nobody could do nothing. Oh, we had done got so bad. Some of us in this building had done got so bad that our family said, oh, it's over. It's too late, Lord. He stinks. There ain't nothing nobody can do for him now. Ain't nothing. Hey, I'm telling you, we've tried everything. It didn't work. We've tried all this. It didn't work. They're too far gone. How many ever heard about anybody that was too far gone for Jesus to even help them? Oh, we all know people. I know people. Brother Melvin knows people. We all know people that we in our minds, we've gave up on them. In our minds, they're too far gone. In our mind, they're demon-possessed. They're worshiping Satan. They're doing things they ain't got no business doing. They're living in sin, homosexuality. They're living in debauchery. They're gone too far. That's what they said about Lazarus. Oh, by this time, Lord, he stinks. But Jesus just stepped up, and Jesus, he prayed, and he cried, not because of what. He wasn't crying because he was talking to his father. He was upset because how they were acting. They didn't think Jesus could do it. They didn't think, they thought Lazarus was beyond help. But glory to God. Amen. Jesus just put all that behind him, Kevin. Didn't listen to nobody, all the naysayers. Didn't listen to what they had to say. And Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead in his trespasses and sin and had already started decaying and had already started stinking, the Bible says that he got up. What stage were you in? I'm not going to pick on Brother Tommy. Most of us know Brother Tommy's testimony. Me and Brother Tommy have sat down and talked in great length about things in his past. And when everybody else said Tommy Brooks is beyond help, and when everybody else had turned their back, everybody else used to run up on Brooklyn and run around all the hell holes, when everybody else said it ain't no hope, no doubt even his family. Martha and Mary said, there ain't no hope. It's over. But guess where he's sitting at this morning, amen. He's sitting in God's house this morning, eating from the manna that from on high. If you go over to chapter 12, the Bible says that there was a supper and Lazarus was sitting down with Jesus, glory to God. Hey, I know a little bit about Brother Johnny's testimony. Brother Johnny had gone past the widow of Nain stage. He was on down yonder in the graveyard and Jesus still called him out, amen. You understand something? I don't care how far you think you've gone. I don't care how bad you think you are. I don't care how far you think your family member's gone. Hey, as long as Jesus is on the throne, there is help. Amen. So my question is this. What stage were you in when Jesus called you out? I told you, I believe I was somewhere around the widow of Nain. I was bad. I was just as lost as Lazarus, but hadn't quite got that far yet. Some of y'all in here, you were good moral people when Jesus got you. And aren't you glad? Amen. Look what Jesus saved you from. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I can pick on Johnny and Tommy and say, look what Jesus saved them from. Amen. He saved them from all that stuff that they did. But look what Jesus saved me from. Dale, he saved me from having to go that far. But then I look out and I see our young people. I see Julie and I see some of these other ones. Look what Jesus has saved them from. They don't have to go down that road. They were just as lost. They were just as dead. But glory to God, they ain't got to go down the same road we had to go down for Jesus to show up for them. So my question is this, what stage do you think you're in? If you're here today and you're not saved, you listen to me. You are in one stage or another. Hopefully you're here. Hopefully if you're not saved, you're here and you've not had to go down that bad road. You've not had to see all the ungodliness that some of us have had to see. And Jesus is ready for you to be saved. Jesus is ready for you to come home right now. Maybe you're here and you're about middle way. Maybe the widow of Nain stage, that son's that stage right there. And Jesus wants you to come. Maybe you're all the way down there where Lazarus is at. I thought about it. Why did he call Lazarus by name and not the rest of them? Sometimes when you go so far, everybody else will forget you. But there's one that died on a cross just for you. He died for all your sin. He died for all your ungodliness. He died for all your ugliness. And he loved you enough to go to that cross for you. So the question is this. If you're here and you're not saved, what stage are you in right now? Because you understand something. If you're not saved, you look at me real good. Look up at me real good. If you're not saved, the Jairus' daughter stage leads to the widow of Nain stage. Understand me. When you hit the widow of Nain stage, hey, it leads to the Lazarus stage. I'm gonna pick on Brother Tommy again. I was not as deep in sin as what me and Brother Tommy has talked about. But guess what? I was headed that way. Thank God Jesus showed up when I needed him. So if you're here and you're not saved, what stage are you in? You need to be saved. You need to be saved today. The Bible says today is the appointed day of salvation. Understand that. That's today. But now also, I want you to think about something. If you're here today and you are saved, you are, ain't a doubt in your mind, you know you're saved, you can raise your hand and say, there's not a doubt in my mind, I know I'm saved, I know my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, there's not a doubt in my mind. Which stage did Jesus save you from? And the Bible says, whom much is given, much is expected. Brother Skip was talking about praising the Lord. I'm telling you right now, some of us in here was in that Lazarus stage. I don't see how in the world we can come to church and they get to singing about Jesus. They get to singing about he still rolls the stone away and we can sit in our seat. He's worthy. He's worthy. What stage were you in? And what stage are you in? I want you to bow your heads. Brother Allen comes back on and sing that last song again.